Save our teachers!
City Honors parents and students are pleading with the school district and teachers union to end an ongoing labor dispute. They rallied outside of the Buffalo Convention Center prior to the State of the City address, hoping to attract the attention of Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown.
We urge you to use your power as the mayor of the city to tell both sides to resolve this issue with the students' best interest in mind rather than their own.
City Honors parent Erin Langdon delivering a message to the mayor.
Mayor Brown, this is your city, your schools, and your students. Please use your voice to fix this and stop the removal of teachers at City Honors on Tuesday, February 27th.
The city school district is planning to transfer 5.5 teachers out of the school by next Tuesday in order to fulfill a longtime contract agreement. It states City Honors teachers do not have to perform non-teaching duties. The district needs to cut the teaching jobs in order to pay for 16 teacher aides at the school to conduct those assignments. But students say transfers in the middle of the school year would disrupt their hard work. Julia Penchazada Robert made a tearful plea. The City Honors junior says her English and music teachers would be transferred out of the school.
We will have to change our entire coursework. The teacher might have to change entirely what they're teaching. So they're not going. It's not just affecting students, it's affecting everyone in the system. The entire music department would be disbanded. There'd be classes like music theory, which is an AP class.
Students and parents want the district and Buffalo Teachers Federation to return back to the negotiating table to prevent these transfers. Parent Wendy Mastretta has two children who attend City Honors.
I mean, we're going to lose our teachers when they go back to school on Monday. My daughter, two of her teachers, will not be there if something's not done now.
The BTF was granted a temporary restraining order by a judge to block the teacher transfers, but the district was filing a challenge. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.